We have Kirsten Longmire. She is the owner of Sandpoint Medical Massage and Body Works, with an S. And Sandpoint Medical Massage and Body Works is one of our newest underwriters. And it's the underwriters are a vital and integral part of what keeps a community radio station alive and flourishing and sustained. So first of all, KRFY wants to thank you for joining the underwriting team, Kirsten.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm happy to help.
Be part support. Of us. Mm-hmm. You're part of us of now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our community radio station is a resource for our community to strengthen us, to inspire, educate, inform, entertain, of course, with great music, and enrich the lives of its listeners. So you're part of a good thing, and we're so happy to have you, Kirsten Longmire. And I remember way back when, I was probably one of your first customers. You were testing
how to do it. It was like a decade ago.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, a decade.
I remember the lemongrass essential oil.
Anyway. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's hilarious.
Internal.
I learned to not use that after a while. Too many sensitive people or sensitive noses.
But you've been building this health center clinic for many years. It would be fun to learn a little bit about you, because mm-hmm. Sandpoint Medical Massage, we'll just call it that for now, mm-hmm. and Body Works, has become quite a resource and a support for so many people in our community on the health side. It would be fun to know why you started this and who are you?
Mm. Okay.
Surprise.
Yeah, big question. Why I started it. I didn't really set out with any like bold ideas of what I wanted to do. It just has kind of naturally unfolded to become what it is today. I moved here in 2014, and I was an independent massage therapist just running my own private practice. And I was also working in Newport, Washington. And at that time, I was working with another woman who helped me get involved with some insurance companies and just to, kind of like build my practice a little more and see a larger demographic of people who aren't just paying out of pocket. And so then when I started working in Sandpoint as well, I was kind of having had both places. Someone called me, and still a member in this community who I dearly love. And she said, "Hey, we see that you're a provider, and we would like to work with you, but we live in Idaho, so we need to see you in Idaho." And I was like, "Oh, okay, well, let's figure this out." So it was just like this complex journey of like calling insurance companies and figuring out how this all works, and kind of one thing led to another, and I started working with them in Idaho as a provider for Regents, and then it just grew from there. Like all sorts of people started calling, and then I found myself probably within a year or two, like totally inundated. I had a toddler at the time, and then I became pregnant again with my second child. I was like, I can't do this. And so I asked a friend to, start seeing some of these providers, and I would do the billing. And yeah, you can kind of see where it's going. It just like kept turning into that. Oh, well, now we need another provider because this friend is full. And I was doing a lot of the billing and all the admin for that. And that was a great part of that job, because then I could be home with my kids more and not have to work as much out of the home. So yeah, it's just now we have, I think, like 15 people working there, and it just kind of keeps growing. And I still don't have any like strong vision of where it's going. I'm just kind of following the breadcrumbs, so to speak. And I do not do the billing anymore. She used to be a therapist at our office. Her name is Renee Haug, and she does that. And I have Brooke Peterson as a wonderful kind of manager to help with the phones and like, so many details with insurance. And yeah.
So you do take insurance. Do you take Medicare?
No. And the only reason why we don't take certain insurances is because they will not accept massage therapists in their network. And that's just the federal government like regulations.
So if an older person is on Medicare, but also has a supplemental, mm-hmm. does that work at all?
It doesn't, unfortunately, because the supplementals, even though we may be providers for those supplements like Aetna or like Pacific Source or something like that, we have to follow the Medicare or Medicaid standards, which, yeah, massage therapists aren't part of that.
So let's just get into the nitty gritty a little bit about massage therapy and body works. I was thinking about that when I knew you were coming in. What's the difference and why is massage, hands-on massage therapy, how can it be therapeutic for health, both physical and mental health? I would think there's some mental health aspects to moving stuff around, whatever. But what is massage therapy? Why is it beneficial? And then how does body works play into a overall picture of what you're doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. I was pretty intentional about the name of the business because at the time I was practicing something called Thai massage, traditional Thai massage that I learned, back in 2009 in Thailand, which is a completely different modality for the body. You're clothed, you're on the floor, you're being stretched. There's an Ayurvedic is based on meridian lines and Ayurvedic practices and philosophies. I also was getting interested in TMJ work, like working in the mouth, you know, with the jaw. A lot of people have lock jaws and just like jaw pain, and was, you know, really interested in doing work like that, which isn't really technically massage. If we want to get down to like, what is the definition of massage? There's a certain handful of techniques you use, like effleurage and petrissage, and it's its own type of body work. And I believe it was originated, I want to say, in Sweden or France. Okay, Sweden. Uh-huh. Yeah, and then, yeah, so it's kind of this European practice that a certain type of techniques. But today, there's just so many modalities to work with the body. I was kind of starting to dabble with those. And then the other people that were working with me at the time were also working on different types of modalities. And so I was just like, well, we have to encompass what we're doing. And I don't want to lie to the customer. So it's like, here's what we do. It's not just massage. There's more to it than this, like structural integration and myofascial work. And I'm just kind of like drawing a blank on all the different things out there. But
yeah. Right. It's and the reason for it is, I mean, obviously you have sore muscles, you've pulled something, you can help release the stress in that muscle somehow through hands-on, as you say, fascia, get down to it kind of stuff. But there's the therapeutic value of it's a health thing.
Yeah. I mean, our culture is really undertouched, really under, there's so much loneliness in our culture, even within relationships. Like if you have a partner in the house or kids, we just don't have like, we're also, a culture of like lacking presence in our lives. And so I think a bodywork session can really bring about a significant amount of presence with the practitioner you're working with just being with yourself for an hour and a half, however long your session is. Craniosacrals, that's another therapy that we offer a lot of, and that's another modality completely different from massage, but really brings you into present state with your nervous system. And it's such a gift to give ourselves that when we are lacking.
I think there is a word that could be used quite a bit here is it's a gift. Many people will get a massage session as a gift for someone. And that is like a really nice thing because it does. I love the thought of being present with yourself and connecting with the therapist in the fact that they're just a servant. They're serving you in a sense. Mm-hmm. and all the different kinds of massage. You mentioned cranial sacral, getting in tune with your nervous system, which it really does. I've had a little bit of that, and it's surprising. When you just hear about it, it sounds a little voodoo-ish, but it is a real thing. We know that there's energy fields around our bodies that we don't see or get in touch with very often. But anyway, so you have a lot of different things. So there's massage. You can book a session at Sandpoint Massage and Body Works for a massage, or all the different things that you offer. Where does the body work? How does that a little different? I've seen pictures on your Facebook page where people, you know, maybe someone who's pregnant is getting a certain kind of massage to, you know, move through the pregnancy, or I don't know, just what's the difference between massage and body work?
Well, yeah, I guess that's kind of what I was speaking to with like the Thai massage and craniosacral structural integration. Like those are different lenses to work with the body, different, I mean, you're always working with the body. You're working with muscles, bones, fascia, fluids. Like the blood, cerebral spinal fluid, if it's craniosacral therapy. So the body work is just that it's not following those basic tenets of massage therapy. It's looking at like maybe what did Ida Rolf talk about decades ago, and working with the fascia, for example. A lot more people are aware of what that is, this connective tissue that wraps around every cell in the body. And it's mostly what we're made of, and it's mostly hydrogen. So it's very like fluid system. And so she brought forth these concepts of just how to work with the body other than the typical massage therapy that we think of. And that brought forth a whole, you know, like way of thinking about the body and moving it, stretching it, palpating the tissues just differently than you would like what you think of as massage. Sometimes you're clothed, sometimes you're not.
You're always covered.
You're always draped.
Right. Yeah. Very carefully and very wonderfully.
Yeah.
So if someone, say, had their neck was out, this is not chiropractic work necessarily, but if you can relax muscles, it will help. This is the way I look at it anyways. It would possibly help release some of the stuff that's holding that neck in a position where there's pinched nerves or something like that.
Yeah. That's totally a way that you can like attend to a stiff neck. I would say like, you know, just using the example of craniosacral, that would be also attending to tissues, but like from more of the spinal cord and the dura matter that surrounds the spinal cord and the fluids within it, and then it kind of like it relaxes your nervous system, so then your muscles will kind of just follow suit. So there's different ways that you can work with the body, and everybody's different the way that they need to be worked with. And so it's kind of an exploration of like, how does your body want to relax? It's not always just like go get massage and it will happen, you know, magically.
Just want to remind our listeners, if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Kirsten Longmire. She's the owner and therapist.
I'm a therapist. There,
therapist, right? At Sandpoint Medical Massage and Body Works. And we're learning about what that means. In our community, there are a lot of therapists, massage therapists, although you go further than just that. And you have a center, kind of what we are calling a clinic. And we're just hearing about that today. So we did talk about the fact that some insurance companies will help pay for it, because someone has something and they can go to a doctor. And do doctors prescribe?
Oh, yeah. It's really common now. So this is almost year nine that we've been a business. And over the years, I've seen so much change. There's doctors prescribing massage and or body work. Sometimes they prescribe craniosacral therapy, like for babies or small children. And they also prescribe, massage therapy, especially with the veterans. We actually are able to see veterans as well. And so that's kind of a neat new population we've been working with for the last 3 years. And I mean, we have like 90 active veterans, I think, that we're seeing right now. I think it's 90. It might be 80, but I think it's 90.
Oh,
it's a lot.
Fantastic. And yeah. So the VA helps out with that? Or?
They cover that for their veterans.
Nice.
But doctors have to prescribe that. So mm-hmm. they're coming to us. You know, we're not putting anything out there to doctors. They're just saying, hey, we think you need this. Try this first before, you know, we go down this surgical route or before... Maybe before you even go see a physical therapist. It's interesting to see that change.
No. So, okay. What else would we want to know about not just Sandpoint Medical Massage and Body Works, but about the therapeutic value of massage and the different modalities that are available through your clinic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm just really love the therapists that are there that I've always, you know, that we've had different therapists come and go over the years, but the therapists that are there now as well, it just hold so much. You know, people are coming with big stories and traumas and just a body full of many experiences of injuries and emotions. And I'm just so proud of everyone holding space for that and doing their best and, you know, just taking good care of themselves so they can show up for these clients that we see every day. And it's big work, and it feels like it's getting bigger as like just life changes. It feels like it's getting more kind of chaotic and crazy and frenetic a little bit. And there's
more people on this planet.
More people on this planet. And more stories, more experiences. And I love working with these folks. They're so amazing. And every time I walk in to the office to do work, I just like feel like I can just rest in this place. I'm just really excited about it.
Yeah. Did you ever dream 14 years ago when you were just, let's try this out. Let's see what's going on. And using lemongrass. Did you ever dream that you'd be where you are right now?
No, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I imagined working in a little yurt and seeing like maybe 10 people a week and just kind of doing my own thing and raising my kids on our farm, just being kind of a side thing, not it fully like immersing my life in it.
Looking back from that place in the past, are you glad that where you glad? I don't know if that's the thing. Does it make sense that you moved in this direction? It's bigger. It's more than you imagined.
Mm-hmm.
But it is definitely a service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I feel proud that we are able to serve so many people in the community. I feel proud that there's, many people who can make a living by working there and support their families and then, you know, spend that money locally back into our community. So I think there's a great benefit to that. Over the years, it's definitely been stressful on some levels for me. It's this, you know, dance of like, I feel elated because I have these great sessions with people, but then I have to deal with like insurance companies and everybody knows that is a pain in the butt. So, it's challenging. Just those systems to work with.
Sure.
But, and then raising kids, and I'm homeschooling one of my children, and it's a lot, but it feels...
You learn to regulate your time, don't you?
I have learned I've been working with boundaries for, years and keep working with it. Yeah.
Well, I know that if folks are listening and you'd like to learn more, there's a website, Sandpoint Medical Massage and Body Works.
Oh, sandpointmedicalmassage.com.
There you go. And anything else you'd like to say? But I appreciate that you came in today. And we, just before you say your last thing, I will just say CareFY again is so grateful and appreciative that you've joined our underwriting team. And if folks would like to know more about underwriting with CareFY, this is a service organization. We're a nonprofit, and we are here to serve our community with a voice. So, again, thank you. Learn more. You can go to KRFY.org and learn more about underwriting. But, again, thank you for joining our team.
Thank you, Susie.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just grateful for all the people who come and show up and take care of their bodies.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a pretty big deal.
Thanks for the work you do in our community.